Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Karen Reed, the trial, it is starting on Monday, and it's going to be an interesting one. Of course, Karen Reed accused in the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It's already got people rallied up outside of the courtroom. Everybody taking their sides and vehemently defending their side no matter what. We've even seen it with some of the posts that we've made. I'm amazed at like the vitriol, honestly, on the side of Karen Reed from some of the cult followers of the podcaster, the blogger, or whatever. I don't know. It's been kind of shocking, just like what I've seen. They don't seem to make a lot of sense half the time with what they're arguing. I was making a point actually in favor of Karen Reed the other day, and they all attacked me saying, "What do you know about this? The snow is that. The snow is this." Like, I was actually arguing more on the point of like, it was probably an accident. Doesn't necessarily, you know, I don't think she's trying to kill him. But it's amazing what groupthink will do. And how people get sucked into cults, which is what I feel like the following of that is like. Reed faces charges.
But isn't it interesting? Yeah. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but isn't it interesting that so many people are passionate about this case, and yet when Koberger's in court or Daybell, there's not people outside the courthouse with signs and yelling, and there just isn't. Why the following here versus those cases?
Got some theories on that, but I don't know if I'm going to air them. I think the one who's actually kind of behind the David Koresh of all this, I think there's probably some other motives there other than just being vitriolic. I think it's probably more so hoping, gee, maybe if she's let off, a little conjugal visit or something. Reed faces charges of second degree murder, among others. I mean, because considering some of the other charges we've already seen against the asshole. The trial is unfolding nearly 2 years after the controversial incident in the Boston suburb. It's not hard to read between the lines, but most people don't want to read between the fucking lines. John O'Keefe was found dead under mysterious circumstances, with an autopsy listing his cause of death as undetermined. The ambiguity, I can never say this word, Ambiguity. Ambiguity. Thank you. I've always fucked that one
You're
up.
You're welcome.
Thrusts the medical examiner into a critical role, with forensic experts John Scott Morgan emphasizing the significance of the testimony, saying, quote, "I urge everybody that's following this case to really pay close attention to what the medical examiner says." Yeah, because it's kind of fact. Morgan told Fox News Digital, suggesting that the trial's outcome could hinge on how convincingly the medical examiner can address the cause of death. And honestly, you just look at the reports. There's a lot of ignorance going on in this case. And I'm going to say it on both sides, really, quite honestly. There's evidence that, yeah, that he got hit. It's there. And then one side, there's no evidence. It's in the report. It is there. You may not want to believe it, but it is there. Anyway.
Here's where I get a little confused, though. What's with the dog type attack marks? Where does that go into this?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, quite honestly, so I'm not even going to...
I don't think anybody does.
No, and there's also questionable if it really is dog attack type marks either. That's just another facet of this whole thing. It's a lot of people digging in and not wanting to just hear facts. And that's where I'm at. I don't know the answer to this. I don't know if she hit him. I don't know if he was murdered in the house and then drug outside. Because none of it really makes a whole lot of sense. Other than this being a horrible accident and nobody wants to take accountability for it. I do not think Karen Reed set out to kill him that night. I don't.
Nope.
And I don't think that the people in the house went to go murder their friend for no real reason at all. Something happened. He died. Who's to blame? I don't know. But that's where we have a trial. And that's the point where all the evidence will come to light. And then once we have that information, we can make educated decisions and not just dig ourselves into something and just say, this is what it is, before you actually know the entire story. And that's why we are going through this. That's how that works. I don't know the answer to any of this. And I'm not going to dig myself in one side or the other. I'm just, from what I know thus far, I think it's a horrible accident. And somebody did this. And quite honestly, the person who did do this may not even know they did it. And that's the fucked up part of all of this. So do I think Karen Reed should go away for the rest of her life? No, because I don't think she intended to kill him if she did it.
Yeah,
I just think it's a horrible accident. No, whether she did or didn't, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But that's where evidence is going to come to play, and we'll hopefully get some direction on this. Anyway, the case has garnered obviously intense scrutiny due to the perplexing details surrounding O'Keefe's injuries and Reed's subsequent actions. Prosecutors argue that Reed fatally struck John O'Keefe with her car after a night of drinking and then left him to die in the snow. And here's the reality. You know, Karen Reed said in interviews, "I don't believe I was overserved." She was well over the fucking legal limit. She was. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
In contrast, Reed has vehemently denied these claims, suggesting a potential cover-up was orchestrated to frame her. "I did not kill John O'Keefe. I have never harmed a hair on John O'Keefe's head," Reed said in a statement to ABC News. And I believe she never intended to either. But accidents do happen, especially when you're drinking and behind the wheel of a vehicle and you're angry at your partner. So someone maybe leaving, maybe putting it in drive and not reverse, or whatever it may be. Accidents can happen and you may not even realize they've happened. That's just the reality of it. Not saying she's an evil person, not saying she shouldn't be free or whatever the people want to say, but, shit happens, and sometimes you just got to own up to it. Complicating the matter are the conditions under which O'Keefe's clothing was handled post-mortem. Morgan, a seasoned forensic investigator, pointed out potential breaches in the chain of custody. That's kind of a big issue here. And evidence preservation, noting that such missteps could severely undermine the integrity of the evidence presented. Drawing parallels to the O.J. Simpson case, Morgan highlighted how mishandling of evidence could sway jury perceptions and affect the trial's outcome. I had an interesting conversation the other day, and it's on the podcast this week, And everybody hates everybody who's on the free Karen Reed thing. Absolutely hates the woman. I think she's a wonderful person, a great investigator, Jennifer Coffin Dapper.
Oh, yes.
And she's very just much in the middle of the road of like, let's see what happens here. But the what she explained to me, because I said I was questioning her on her opinion on this. Okay, so you're at the crime scene and you show up. You don't even know it's a crime scene at the moment. It looks like a hit and run. At that moment in time, you're not in evidence preserving mode. You're in the mode of getting that body out of there and trying to save his life however you can. So the way that some of the evidence was gathered and put together, not picture perfect by any means. Does it mean it's a conspiracy or something? No, it's just like you're doing the best with what you have at that horrible moment in time while they're trying to see if they can save this man's life who seems somewhat frozen outside. So it is somewhat understandable why they picked him up the way they did and got him out of there very quickly. They were trying to save his life at that moment in time. Obviously, it did not work. He was probably already dead at the scene. But there's a lot of things that just, if you just look at the facts and the reality of the situation is, this was a really, pretty shitty thing for everybody. I don't think anybody wanted this to happen, tried to have this happen, wished that it would happen, but someone's dead. So we got to figure it out. As the trial progresses, go ahead.
I feel like, and you mentioned this earlier, but I just feel like this was a bunch of people getting together. Something stupid happened. They all panicked. They're in law enforcement, so they're freaking the hell out going, oh my God, this is not going to end well. And they're drunk.
Yeah.
So, you've got panic emotions, you've got adrenaline, you've got alcohol.
Yeah.
It's the perfect storm for things to not go well and poor decisions to be made. And I think that's my gut just says this was a panic moment. Nobody was thinking clearly for a plethora of reasons, alcohol and panicking. So there were some really bad decisions made. They may not even remember what their thought processes were. They may not even remember the event.
Well, exactly. If anyone,
they may have done it.
Yeah. Well, look, anybody who has drinking alcohol in their life to any sort of extreme extent at some point, or regularly, or what, like most of us have had moments where it's like, I don't remember some of that night. That's probably what happened here.
Yeah.
Except someone died.
Yeah.
So I'm not really saying anybody's on purposely trying to kill somebody or covering things up. This shit happened here. Something happened. It doesn't make a lot of sense that he was beaten up and then thrown in the snowbank. It just doesn't, based on the relationships that he had. He was a very well-respected, liked man. This was her boyfriend. Yes, they had a spat, but it doesn't necessarily mean she wanted to go kill him. But you do dumb things when you're drinking. And so I don't know. I mean, I had pointed out snowbanks the other day and everybody's like, there was no snowbanks. The storm hadn't struck yet. And like, okay, great. Well, it's still icy. It was, there's snow falling, maybe no banks yet, but you can still do dumb shit when you're drinking. Take snow out of the equation. It doesn't even matter. You do dumb things when you're drunk or you may not even realize you did something on accident. And that's what I think this whole thing comes down to, is it's a horrible, horrible accident. And it's being made into someone tried to kill somebody. I don't think that's the case at all. I think something horrible happened here. Jury selection is completed. Opening statements anticipated on Monday. And we're going to carry the case for you right here. We also have a separate channel for you if you want to listen to the trial just exclusively. It's simply called The Trial of Karen Reed, Justice for John O'Keefe. I'm not saying Karen's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying we need justice for John O'Keefe. It is The Trial of Karen Reed. That's all it is. The courtroom is braced for a series of contentious debates over forensic interpretations and legal strategies. Both sides of the aisle express staunchly divergent narratives about the events leading to O'Keefe's untimely death, setting the stage for what promises to be a deeply contested and closely watched legal battle, which we, of course, will be watching very closely here and be covering for you probably daily on this program. as it weighs out over the next several weeks. Got two big cases going on right now, Karen Reed and Chad Daybell. And we're soon to have also, if it takes place, which we'll see, I believe the 11th or the 12th is the start date for Delphi and Richard Allen. But there's motions going on. We'll see if that actually takes place. I was talking to Eric today. Bob and Eric today. And I asked Eric, what do you think? Is this thing going to happen on the 12th? And he doesn't believe it's going to take place, but we'll see. I know they want that thing to move. I know the defense wants it to move. That's why they filed the speedy trial motion again. So we'll see. But there's a lot of big cases right now. And we'll cover it for you right here. So press subscribe. Anything else on this one?
I don't think so. Not yet.
All right. Keep it here.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.